Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Baker Psychic Hour. Today, we are talking about the astral body and the physical body, and of course, conducting psychic numerology readings here on the air for our callers. We do have a caller in the queue, and we're going to be taking that caller in just a moment. I want to invite all of our listeners and callers to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio and Facebook. We've got two accounts, Neil Baker Psychic, as well as Neil and Kristen Baker. So you may follow, like, et cetera, et cetera. We really appreciate you doing that. The call-in number today, 914-338-0164. Press 1 if you want to speak with us. And the number to call after the show, 562-596-7818. And let's bring our first caller on, 470. Hi.
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 My name is Casey, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Casey from Georgia. Have we spoken with you before, Casey?
Yes, and you had told me to call you back.
Yeah, are you a driver?
No, I'm not a driver.
You're not a driver. Okay,
no.
So I'm mixing you up with someone else, but I do remember you for some reason. So it's C-A-S-E-Y, mm-hmm. Correct? Actually, I think we just...
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Casey, can you remind us of your birth date, please?
Yes, 9/20/79.
Oh, yeah, we just spoke with you, 9/20/79.
Mm-hmm.
I remember because I wrote down your month and day before you gave it to
yeah.
us. Casey, 9/20/1979. Okay, Casey. So what's going on, Casey?
Well, you had told me to call you back. I can't remember why, but one reason why I did call back is because I remember that you was asking me a question about was I in a relationship for a short period of time, for like maybe a year or two. And I was like,
right.
No. But then when I hung up, I started to think about it that I was in a relationship. Actually coming off of this year, me and the guy had been split up for like a month. We've been split up like a month now, but we had been intimate for about a year. And then
okay.
There was another question that you had asked me about something that could have happened in 2015 or 2016,
yes.
Which would have kind of been around the same time because I had a back surgery.
You had
a back surgery. Mm-hmm.
In 2015, 2016, so that was the time of your karmic change at the age of 37. So that's a validation. And then, Neil, do you remember asking her about the 1 to 2 year relationship on
yeah.
the last show?
Mm-hmm.
So that is another validation. When did that relationship start, Casey, with that person?
It started, I had my surgery August the 31st of 2016, and the relationship started October the first.
October of 2016?
Yes.
2016. So would that be right? I mean, that's like kind of, I mean, it's like narrowly qualifying, I think, the back surgery. Because she's born in September. It's about...
That's 37 years.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I'm not adding up her birthday. Okay. What? How? She was 37 in 2015, right?
89, 99, 2000.
Sorry, we're doing some quick calculations here, Casey. I'm just going to use.
She,
so
yeah,
19.
She was she in 2016. Yeah, she was 37.
Yep. Okay, so that definitely qualifies. I didn't know if it was 2015 because you mentioned 2015, and I wasn't calculating, and neither was Neil, the exact age you were in 2016, but you were, in fact, 37. So not only did you have a change in terms of the back surgery, but you also had the relationship that Neil referenced on the last show of a year. So,
right.
Okay. So because I think we got taken off track a bit because she couldn't reference the relationship. Maybe we can get back on track with why that came in.
Well, it came in because it was karma. It was karma, Casey. So there wasn't much you could do about that.
Well, no, why it came in in terms of you picking it up.
Reading her, just
right.
Reading her.
But I mean, is there anything that, I mean, we may have gone, the trajectory of the reading may have gone different direction had she validated, is what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's what I mean.
Well, it's fine. I mean, catching up now, in terms of getting everything straight, what you want to, you know, those things are over, Casey. I mean, those are all past. How is your back surgery doing now? How is the results?
Well, the results are not good at all because, like, I've been down for now for the last past 3 weeks due to a sciatic nerve that's coming off my back.
So they tried to correct a sciatic nerve condition, and that was what was giving you problems, and you're still recuperating with pain.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Well, and you are, what are you, 38 right now?
Yes.
Well, I'll tell you, here's the word, I'll give you the bad news first. The bad news first is that there's going to be about 10 months for you to get through stuff. It's going to be about 10 months. That's the bad news first. The good news after that, after 10 months, which would put us basically around September of your birthday, and you'll be 39, good things happen. So you have about 10 more months of getting through a lot of stuff, Casey, recuperating, struggling, all that. Then when you turn 39, some things start to shift. One, there could be a relationship then. Just a little bit, things are getting a little bit easier on you.
And
there might be a job shift.
Remember you told her that, you know, you picked up on the fast food restaurant, or not fast food, but you picked her up in restaurant, and she had worked in a restaurant in the past. So the advice on the last show was to get maybe a restaurant job, some kind of job like she had before.
Maybe. I mean,
that's what
you
said last
time.
Hard
on her feet, but...
Yeah, but...
But, you know, but...
Just revealing.
And that doesn't mean you have to get a restaurant job, but it does mean that there's going to be a door opening up for a job.
Is there a specific field you want to work in, Casey?
Well, I used to do warehousing before I hurt my back.
That sounds like heavy
work. Yeah, so now I would just be, like, considering, like, finding something, a receptionist or something that, you know, sitting down.
Right.
You know,
do you have experience with that type of work?
I don't have experience in that type of work. But
that's going to be a little bit challenging.
Well, here's what you can do. I mean, there's different things you could think of. You could be a dispatcher. You could be you could work
like switchboard
on switchboard. They may not be the greatest jobs, but you're off your feet. You're making some meager income, and so there are ways you could be a receptionist on terms of phone without your proper training. If you're not computer literate, you can't obviously work at a doctor's office or something behind the desk, which would be more of a commanding salary. But I would suggest that you start looking now at at possible job opportunities that are telephone soliciting, receptionist, that has to do with more answering or directing calls to
other,
a certain department.
The other thing is Amazon. I remember we talked to another listener about this, someone who wanted to work from home. And at one time, Amazon was hiring people and letting them work from home and answering calls. So that may be something to look into. I don't know if they're doing it any longer, but that would be a way to work while you're recuperating. I don't know if that's something that you want to do, but
and,
it would be less
I hate to say
stress
this,
on physical.
Because I can't stand the topic, but you could be a telemarketer and call people, annoy the hell out of them.
No.
And keep calling them to see if they want to, you know, have an addition done on their home. I mean, there are different things you can do, Casey, but here's the thing. You got about 10 months of getting through this stuff. That's not terribly long. You're not that old. You'll be basically 38, 39, and some things are going to change. But I would say don't wait until then. Start to prepare. Start to look at possible job opportunities in terms of telephone soliciting or office work. You're three weeks after the surgery, so, you know, you're going to be in pain for at least two more months. And then things will start. You'll see the doctors are right. Things will start to change a little bit. And then you'll slowly.
No, I didn't have a surgery recently.
That was a year ago.
No, what I'm saying is I've been down with this sciatic nerve pain for 3 weeks.
This
I haven't had
listen.
A surgery, but.
It was in August
2016,
your surgery.
Right. But I got an injection scheduled for January the 2nd.
Oh, yeah. I
to
recall.
Try to release some of the pain.
Yeah, those can work. When what was your surgery for?
I had a slip herniated disc in my lower back.
So was that surgery successful?
Well, my back ain't been giving me a whole lot of trouble. I did well for 6 months until I, you know, started feeling a little bit of pain back there. But, I can deal with the little, you know, pain that comes on and off in my back, but I just can't deal with the sciatic nerve pain.
Is that on the same level of vertebrae as the disc that you had surgery on, or is it a different disc?
I think that the sciatic nerve it can come off of it because
right.
When I first realized I had it, that's what I ended up with at first, which was around this same time in 2015, I came down with the same thing, the sciatic nerve pain, and that's when they decided that they wanted to do surgery, but they did it a year later in 2016.
Well,
but yeah, around December 2015, I was in this. I didn't have the same pain, but it was, you know, on that level. And they said that it was the sciatic nerve pain. It was in December 2015. So when they did some injections then, which helped, but it came back again. So when they did the surgery.
A lot of times those injections, they work for a while and then, you know, it wears off. It's medication that wears off.
Don't name any names, but is there a pain management doctor that's giving you the shot coming up?
What was that?
Is there a pain management doctor that's giving you...
Don't mention names, but is there a pain management doctor that's giving you the shot that you're about to be getting?
No, he works at Emory.
What type of doctor is he?
Don't mention his name.
They all work in the same place in the same facility at Emory.
But I mean, is he what is his specialty? You don't know his specialty. I mean, generally, a pain management doctor is the one who administers shots or epidural injections. But it could be
he's the same one that does it every time. I don't know. You know, I think that is all that he do.
Oh.
Is give the injections.
So he's probably like a pain management doctor or anesthesiologist.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that might help, Casey, because sometimes it takes 3 rounds of these nerve shots to kick in. So that might help there if he can locate the specific nerve that's and what vertebrae or where to put the shot. He has to kind of do a search and discovery to find out which nerve is going to be the one that works. So, you know, sometimes they're like shooting in the dark. They have to figure out which nerve is the one that's actually being affected with pain. So they search around till they find it, and then they inject that spot, and then the nerve shot should be successful. So we'll put out energy for that. The point being that in 10 months, I see you getting better. That doesn't mean that in the meantime, you're going to get, you know, grow and get better. So we got to get to our other caller, but it's a kind of a good report. It's a good prognosis of what's about to occur. You know, 10 months and then things change. But in the meantime, you can do things to help yourself. Look for secretarial jobs, office jobs, maybe not secretarial, but telephone work.
Something you can do at home.
But, you know, you got to be careful because sitting can be aggravating too. So
She said that it's worse for the stand, though, on the last show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, those are the, and then relationship. Yeah, relationship coming up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, Casey, take care.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye. Okay, we have a caller from 646. Is this Terry?
Oh, hello?
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I was just listening to your show.
Oh, you have your hand raised. But that's okay. You pressed 1.
Oh, I'm
but
sorry.
It's okay.
You know what? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was just listening to the show. I didn't know you guys... I didn't know that you know me by name now.
We do.
But how are you anyway?
Good. Did you just want to listen? I can put you back on, just mute you if you want.
You know what? Okay, well, since I have you guys now.
Yes.
I was going to ask a question.
81280, right? 81280?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay. Hi.
So I was going to... Hi, Neil. How are you today?
Fine. Thank you.
Okay, so I would like to know, do you see a move happening for me, I would say probably either by August of 2018 or a little before then?
8/20/18, which is in a year, huh?
Yeah.
And you're going to be 38 years old, which is actually multiple of 11. I mean, it's 38 is an 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do see a move.
Okay.
Okay, so that's number one. But don't forget, mm-hmm. I'm going to mention a state, but don't worry. That's not the state that I'm thinking you're going to move to. I just want to have a curious question to ask you. Do you know anyone who lives in Florida?
No, I do. I have relatives that live in Florida, yes.
Okay, so then the answer is not no, it's yes. Yes, I have relatives that live in Florida. Who are these people? Can you describe them without giving away names?
Oh, just cousins, aunts, cousins, majority of cousins.
What state are you in?
New York, right?
I'm in New York, yes.
Okay. Well, the reason that I asked about Florida is sometimes in a reading, a reader will get a certain vibe or vision, and then that serves as a validation. Listen, that serves as a validation.
Oh, okay.
So when I said that you'll be moving in August, I had to search for a validation. I don't care what it was. I could have asked if you had cream of wheat today. It doesn't matter. I asked about Florida because that's the validation that came up in my mind. You said, yes, I have cousins. So now we turn it back to your question. Having discovered that, that applies to the outcome of you moving.
Terry, can we ask what, and I remember your job. So are you still, you were asking about job issues the last time you called, if I'm remembering correctly, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
And what's the status of that? I mean, you're kind of in a job that, you know, your location, are you planning on staying within New York?
Yeah, actually, I definitely probably, if everything goes well, I plan on moving to New Jersey.
And then leaving your job?
I would definitely have to leave that job, yes.
Right, because it's kind of like you need to be in the city to have the job that you have. So what's the status of that job?
Well, right now, everything is going fine. I have no complaints. I'm still there, but I'm on a different shift now. Number one, so I'm going to start looking for hopefully better employment, maybe sometime starting in February, no later than the end of February. That's my goal.
And you're going to move to New Jersey, which is like, is it less expensive? I mean, what's the reason for your wanting to move?
Well, I want to just experience something differently. I've been living now in the city for a while, so I want to kind of do a change of pace.
And what kind of work do you plan on seeking?
I'm pretty much open. I haven't decided on anything yet. I'm going to be working with a career coach to hopefully come up with some better ideas and to get into a position at a job where I'm going to be comfortable and happy.
Excuse me, what?
Where you're going to be what?
Comfortable, very happy.
Oh, comfortable. Very we didn't hear it. That sounded totally different.
Okay.
Did not sound like comfortable.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
No, it's just the connection. It's not your fault.
Terry, you would be very good in people in helping people, assisting people
well,
in the field of social work. I don't know what she does.
She's kind of she's kind of in a service profession as it is, but she doesn't want to say her job on the air.
Oh, okay. Well, doing, you know, you would be good directing people, helping people, social work, psychology, directing people who have problems. They call it problems, and you problem solve with them. Try to getting them help, insurance companies. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are ways that you could, you have a nice interaction voice.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a way of maybe making people feel better.
Feel comfortable. Yeah. Speaking
and
of comfortable.
Oh, okay.
If you were directing, if people call and they go, well, I got a really problem, and they call, what do you call it when you call, when you have a complaint center? Oh, something like that. When you have a complaint center, you call or whatever. That's where you would be good at. Now, that's an intuitive connection I'm making with you. So I don't know what you do. I don't really know what you do. But this is the area that I pick up in the vibrational field. Yeah, I wouldn't remember. If I did, I would tell you, but I don't remember what you do. But this is what I'm picking
up. I think you get it right on the nose.
Oh, okay.
I do work in a complaint center, yes.
Okay.
He does.
See, I didn't know that. I mean,
he did.
I mean,
he doesn't remember.
I wouldn't know. I mean, I would tell you if I remembered, if I knew. But that's not what's important. What's important is I'm getting this vibe from your voice as we speak. And you just have to assume that I didn't remember or, didn't recall.
Well,
yeah,
you need to justify it.
So that's where you need to be. That's going to be your best bet. In New Jersey, the pay may be a little bit lower, but it's relative to the living standards. I think you're going to be happier. You're not going to feel as crowded in New Jersey. You're going to be able to feel a little bit of fresh air. The air will be different. Your health will change. You won't get as many colds. Your lungs are going to improve. I mean, there's different things that I think are going to happen with you, Terry, that open up a better system of life and better interactions, both professionally and personally.
Okay, sounds great. Okay.
All right, Terry. Well, good luck.
All right, thank you. I'll call you guys back in a few months, okay?
Sounds good. Have a nice
thank
holiday.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right. Well, here we are, and we have some time to talk, so.
Okay. Topic. Astral body. As
astral
opposed
body.
To what, the physical body?
As opposed to the physical body.
Big difference. You know, big difference because what? The astral body is filled with more knowledge than the physical body could ever have. The astral body is all the journeys of the past lives, the access to
the soul when it's not, I mean, you know, on the astral plane, everything.
Soul to astral plane to interactions with astral energy between lifetimes.
That's what I meant.
It's the soul, the astral body is closer to the soul, and it's closer to the spirit. It's closer to all the elements that are going on outside of the parameters of just one physical life. Your physical body is concerned with its physical life. Most people live that way.
Right.
You're born, you live, you die.
Right.
You have experiences. You do things.
Yeah.
That's the physical body.
And some people that are more of a scientific mind, or they think that you know, are born, live, and die, think that maybe your journeys and your dreams are just a function of the brain, you know, nothing to do with anything beyond the physicality of the existence.
Right. The parameters are different because you're in the physical stance of one lifetime, and the brain of the physical body is geared towards the survival and the enjoyment and the pursuit of happiness and all that. That's concerned with that lifetime. The astral body usually is dormant. It's usually asleep. Sometimes it comes out in dreams, or we have a deja vu, or we have an intuition of some nature. But the astral body kind of stays asleep until the physical body validates that there is an astral body inside of it. And then it starts to reawaken, and then conversations from the other side start to come in, a broader knowledge about what's going on in life, your purpose. Everything starts to open up and reveal itself
right.
as soon as the astral body is connected.
So in terms of, you know, the lives a soul has on the planet, there are lifetimes where that astral body is essentially dormant, except for, you know, it's active on a certain level, but dormant insofar as the person is not connecting to any idea of it being activated.
Think of it as a light that you have, a lamp that you have, but it's unplugged. You're just living in the physical realm. As soon as you plug that lamp in and the light comes on, you plug it into the wall. You haven't fixed anything, you just plugged it in. That's when the astral body turns on. And lights are occurring everywhere.
You know, we've got a couple callers.
Okay.
So we'll intersperse our dialogue with our callers. 630 and 505 are coming up next. 630 on the air. Hi.
Hi, how are y'all?
Fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
This is Dion.
D-I-O-N? Or no?
N-E.
Spell your name, please.
It's D-I-O-N-N-E.
O-N-N-E, Dion. Okay. Okay. Hi. How are you?
Oh. I'm trying to breathe through my day. How are you?
Oh, doing all right. Thank you. Thank you. And where are you calling from, Dion?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Chicago. All right. And I'm going to put this on another piece of paper because my notes are getting a little messy. Dion, and what is your birth date?
It's
12-5-73. 12-5-73. 5-6-7-17-27-9. Weird. You know, I wrote down 5.
No, 28.
Oh, 28. Did I do that? It's 2-3. Ah, I did a miss addition. 28-10-1. Huh. Okay, I wrote down 5-4, but... And 5 is your fire number. Interesting. Okay, 28-10-1. And what's the reason for your call today, Dion?
My housing situation's been up in the air for a while. Every time I move somewhere, I have to move again. And I just don't, it's like I'm just keep running into obstacles. So
okay.
I'm trying to find out, am I going to have stability anytime soon? Or, I mean, I'm I don't know what else to do. I've moved three times already this year.
Okay. And she's 16 years beyond the age of 28, which should have been a year of change for you. In 2001. What did I add up here? 2001 to 2002, because you're born at the end of the year. There should have been something that happened. Can you remember?
Yeah, I got married that year, but the marriage didn't last. But
the marriage didn't last.
So.
I'm speak up because you're like fading in and out. I don't know if you're moving the phone, but we're hearing like every other word.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got married that year.
Okay.
And I moved to a completely new town. I stayed in the town for 5 years, but the marriage didn't last because the husband got sick.
Oh, really? I'm sorry. The husband got sick.
The husband got sick and died?
Oh, he died?
We didn't stay married.
Oh, God. That's terrible. Oh, my goodness. And what year was that?
That was when I was 28.
He died when you were 28?
He didn't die right away. He had a heart attack, but he never recovered because when young people, he was only 33. So when young people have heart attacks, what happens is they suffer brain damage when the heart stops.
Right.
And then he didn't recover. You have more of a chance of surviving a heart attack if you're in your 50s than when you're young.
Crazy. And what year did he actually cross over?
I don't know that for – I don't know exactly what year. Because
you don't know what year.
After we got married, and then that happened, and then we got our marriage annulled, and I waited until he was settled with his family, and because he wasn't right, like he couldn't take care of himself, and then he ended up going back to Europe, which is where he was from, and then the family didn't stay in touch with me. It was kind of weird.
So you actually separated from him prior because of the health issues, and you couldn't handle them.
He told me he didn't want me to stay married to him, that he was going to go back to his family.
What was his birth date?
It was April 23rd.
There's the four. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, which I wrote down. 9. And he's had a heart attack, which is in the theme. April 23rd, do you know the year?
He was 33 in 2002.
2002, he was 30. He turned 33 in 2002?
Yeah.
So he would have been born in 1969.
That sounds right.
19.
I haven't even thought about him in so long. I know.
Well, you know, we're going back, and it's interesting, too, because not only did you get married in that year, but you moved, and that's the reason for your question today. I mean, you're calling about moving and not being settled in your home environment. So, actually, in the year of your karmic change is on the theme of your question today. So, he was a 35-8. Is that right?
He was a 34-7.
What's wrong?
And I haven't been in a solid relationship since then.
Yes, 34-7. What is wrong with
him? He died. What year did he die? 2000.
So he was a year shy of his karmic age. He died before 34. He's 33. He threw 33 when he had the heart attack. I'm sorry. Yeah. He was 33 when he had the heart attack, but he didn't. We don't know when he died exactly. Is that right?
I don't know when he died. I just know that a psychic told me that he did. She didn't tell me when.
And his heart attack was really essentially at the time of his karmic change. It was at 33, but he was probably closer, you know, somewhere in the midst of being in, you know, close to the age of 34. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. First of all, Dion, what connection, if any, do you have with Italy?
So there was a gentleman that wanted to date me last year, and he's from Italy. He was born in Italy. And I haven't talked to him. I tried to reach out to him a couple of times, like last week, but he still hasn't gotten back to me. I was going through some rough patches last year, and I didn't want to date him because I didn't want to get him involved in what I was going through. But that's my connection with Italy.
Interesting that her husband was also European, too.
Yeah. What is he, German or French? What is he?
Or ex?
The first... My husband was from Poland, the guy that I consider like my maybe ex boyfriend really, he's from Italy. He lived here, but
okay. So you have an ex boyfriend from Italy, and this other guy that you're thinking about dating maybe is from Italy.
Same guy.
I wanted to date. So you haven't. He was an ex boyfriend.
Yeah, we couldn't get the relationship off the ground. He wanted to go out with me, but I was involved with so many weird things at the time, I just couldn't date.
Okay, got it. Well, here, listen, in the reading, Dion, we're getting Italy. Italy does not apply to your husband. He was from Poland, but your husband's crossed over. So, done story. The Italy is coming to us because of the future relationship. Now, the first form of validation is that Italy does apply to your ex-boyfriend and or maybe current boyfriend, but nonetheless one that has some troubling aspects around it. But because we got Italy, that's what your focus should be. You need to connect with him, make sure that a connection is made and explore it before you do anything else. You need to explore that relationship because it's still lingering in your energy field. And once you explore it, it's either going to be successful or it won't be, but you need to go and explore it first before you do anything. And who in your past family was involved in music?
I played the piano.
I was going to say it could have been her, and then she said it. Yeah.
So it's just another validation, Dion. And your last name isn't Warwick, is it?
I was named after her.
Really?
Yeah. No pun intended. Yeah. I figured you did. I didn't think you were named after Dion, the male singer.
I was spelling the male version. How embarrassing. But I wasn't thinking.
So, so you were named after her. And so there's a music element in there. And we were picking up music. And then that was further explained by you playing the piano, but you were named after a musician, a musical star. And we're getting Italy. No, your map is pretty clear, at least at this present moment. You try to connect with him.
But she wants to know about a move. That's what she's talking about.
Oh, about
yeah,
a move?
We're not talking about
I did try to connect.
We kind of got sidetracked.
She's
upset.
I know, because she moved three times in Helsing. But you see, your problem...
She wanted to say something. Go ahead, real quick.
If it's more important for me to connect with him, I don't know how to do it because I've tried texting him and calling him, and he hasn't called me back.
I don't know about that. All I know is you're doing a reading with us, so maybe a door will open. Now, the housing situation you have is contingent on another parallel level, and that's with relationships. You're having trouble in housing because you're having trouble in relationships. So our theory is that if you start to clarify your relationship situation, your housing situation is going to change. There's a reason why there's a connection there, probably a past life. And you may not think there's a connection, but there is.
Do you have his birth date by any chance, the Italy guy?
1965.
And 11. He's a 29-11 too. Well,
he's a 33.
Wait, what is wrong with me? I'm learning addition. I keep adding like an extra number to every birth date today.
Well,
this doesn't always happen, but I don't know what it
they're
is.
Both a 19 and their overlap.
Seven.
They're both a 19 and their overlap. And then their sixes coincide. The only difference is 9 and the 5.
He's a 30 equals 3,
but
which has been her year.
But their master 7-3, which is her year.
Right.
So you have a connection with them. You need before we can answer anything about your housing, you need to connect with him. And if you're saying it's been difficult, maybe things will have broken and changed since this reading.
Well, and it's definitely a better
scenario. Oh, that would be awesome.
Addition, I had, 2911 too. It's a better master number than that, for sure.
Yeah.
30 equals 3 and a 7 are a good match sometimes.
The only other thing to add to this, on a side issue, put this on the side, is a man's name, Tom, T-O-M, Thomas or Tom. If you don't know a Tom, then the Tom will be coming in on some level.
Okay,
we have to move on to other callers, Dion, but hopefully that brief reading helped. You can always connect with us on the show again. We're normally on Wednesdays and Fridays, but today we, because of the holidays, we shifted the schedule this week.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. So connect with us again. Keep us posted on how things progress, and you can always call for a private 256-296-7818 is the number to call after the show. But thanks. And connect with us on Facebook. We always love our new friends.
I will, and if he calls, I'll let you know. Thank you.
Please do. Yes, definitely do that. Thank you, Dion. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, we have two callers left and about 14 minutes, so I guess we're going to be accommodating the callers and not – well, we gave an introduction to the topic, so we can continue
brief
on Thursday. Very, very brief. Well, 505. Hi.
Good morning, both. Good morning.
Hi.
Jolena.
Joanna?
Hello, Jolie.
Hi. How are you?
Hello. I'm doing good. Thank you.
And Joanna, if you could talk right into the phone, we can hardly hear you. We always have a
Jolena.
Problem with sound when there's someone doing construction outside, so that's another challenge we've got. Where are you calling from, Joanna? Are you on the East Coast, 505?
It's Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Oh, I'm off. Okay, I was mixing that area code up with another area code, I guess. And what is your birth date, please?
June 19, 1976.
Okay. What brings you to the show? I'm going to add this up right.
I've been really stressed lately, well, actually since August, with this new locations where I'm working at. And I mean, I've been at the same job for 13 years, and this has been really bad for me. When I moved to different locations, health-wise, it's bad mentally, and it's my coworker. I'm a supervisor, but it's my boss is actually, taking my employee's side, and it's really bad, and they're lying. And I'm the point, I want to move to a different, kind of work, but I don't want to lose my pension, so I'm looking for another job, that way I don't lose my pension working for the state.
And how does that work with the pension? Are you like a state employee or government employee?
I'm a school employee, but if I do move to a state work, it's still
It will still be considered classified in the same, you'll be able to retain
Correct.
The pension. So you work in a school?
Yes, I work in a cafeteria. As a supervisor.
Cafeteria.
And I love my job. I really love my job. It's just this time, the school that I moved to, it is bad. This lady is doing a lot of bad things, and I'm trying to correct it, and I'm the bad one. And she's poisoning every people that I was working with us now, their minds,
Well, she's coming up on a change in June, because it'll be the 14th cycle of her master number 3. She's going to be 42. You're 41 right now?
Yes.
So you're wrapping up on a cycle.
Well, it's a strange story. A despot in a restaurant, in a school cafeteria is a new twist on totalitarianism. But I guess if you have a woman who wants to seek power, and whatever she's doing, you can't put pudding on two puddings in one plate. I don't know what the story is.
I don't know.
Is,
there was the soup Nazi on Seinfeld.
Yeah,
wasn't
there
that
was.
A... cafeteria situation.
Give me one example of what this woman does, without naming any names, that you find irritating.
Well, she's not listening, she's not following procedures, and she's not wanted to do it when I try to tell her. And I think she's also stealing.
Oh.
And
well,
I have brought that,
What gives her the power to continue to act this way, if you're only reporting something that is against regulations?
Well, my boss is backing her up.
So is the boss attracted to her?
I have no, and there, it, there's, you know, and there's insubordination there, and then there's chain of command. She never talked to me. She always goes above me.
Well, is she, are you her superior or inferior? You below?
I am her superior.
Well, then, and you're worried about, and you want to leave because of her?
Yes. Yeah, and then my boss also, like I said, my boss is backing her up, you know?
Do you have a board or anybody that you could report this to? Is there any overseeing board?
Deciding I'm not part of the union. There's no union or anything like that for me, you know?
And her boss is siding with the employee, so.
Well, is it an inconvenience for you to leave?
It is, because I really love this job. You know, I have summer off, and then I have my, you know, I have a son that has a disability, you know, and it really works out for both of us, you know, that, you know, I'm able to.
Is there a way to approach this person at all and, you know, try to work it out between the two of you? I mean.
Well, we've sat down 2 times already. And it's
really?
Not
what exactly,
out.
I mean,
yeah.
What's going on exactly? Can you?
She doesn't follow regulations, or I don't know.
Yeah, she hasn't been following regulations and not listening, you know, procedures at work.
In terms of like sanitation things and
things like that, and not defrosting food, not helping out. You know.
Yeah. So real quickly. I'm getting 9 to 10 years. So have you been in the cafeteria business that long? What's this 9-10 year syndrome?
13 years I've worked, and then this is my 8 months for this location working with this lady.
Oh, that probably 8 months. So nine, maybe you were getting 9 months.
Maybe
type of thing.
9-10 years. She's been there 13 years. So that's 3 years beyond.
Well,
her
in the business,
number is
this,
3, though. Her master number is 3.
Right, and she's on the 13th cycle of her master number.
So I'm getting it. So in the last 3 years, actually probably what I'm getting is the last 3 years has probably been a buildup of trouble with you.
But she's only worked at this job 8 months.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, okay.
And you have a son disability. So is there no husband there?
No, I'm a single parent.
Yeah. So, so what you're in, the way to explain this is that you're in a karmic situation that's exposing you to trouble. There's something going on in a past life syndrome that's surfacing in this lifetime and causing this tribal family-oriented dislocation of energy. So in other words, if you look over to your job and you go, you know what, this is a tribe. It's not a cafeteria. It's a tribe. And we're all supposed to be working together. And there's war within the tribe. I've got this tribal member that is just a bad seed. And it has to do with the connection, I think, that probably you came into the world with. In other words, if your parents were fighting, if there was estrangement, if there was a situation in your upbringing that already there was this conflict going on, then it continues, and then you have your conflict with your husband, and then you have a son on disability. And all of this involves a process of events that I think has a root system in the karmic zone in the past life. Here's a suggestion. You may not like it, but don't leave. This is our comment. You need to stay, and you need to fight this and weed out the bad seeds. That's what we suggest. Now, you can leave if you want. We don't have time for that kind of a reading, because the predominance of the reading is for you to stay and fight them and weed out the corruption, because this is your home.
Uh-huh.
You're meant to be there, not for 8 months or 9 months. You're meant to be there for at least 3 years. So if you start to fight this, it may not be pleasant, and maybe you could want to walk away. It'll be easier. But if you decide to fight this, you might be getting rid of an old karmic element that's been following you around. And our suggestion is you fight it. You may say, I've tried, but we're saying to keep fighting.
Uh-huh.
And maybe,
yeah.
Go ahead.
I want to file a complaint with the EOC just to protect my job. That's what I was thinking. If I'm going to say,
definitely. And maybe, you know, I mean, in essentially, she's 7 months away from her next cycle of three. So perhaps in this time frame, she can clean things up at the shop, and maybe there will be something else that's better at that time, after that point. You know, that's almost 8 months down the road anyway. Did you want to say something?
Are they going to move me to a different location? Because they were telling me, well, that they make it sound that I'm the problem. Says, you know, like to start treating them nice. And it's like, well, I said,
how about her?
Are you guys going to move? Okay.
No, Joanna, listen, because we got to go to the next caller. Don't let them manipulate your life. You address the code that's being broken, and you take that to the health board. You address the code that's being broken, and you take that to the health board and have them investigate.
And the like filing a complaint with the EOC, as she said, will help to protect her job. Do everything you can to protect yourself on a legal basis, so they can't, you know, move you or, you know, fire you or whatever it is.
We're encouraging you to have power and not to be manipulated by these people.
And keep in touch with us, Joanna.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much, guys.
Yeah, we're back on the air. I don't know if you heard, I was telling the last caller that we're normally on Wednesdays and Fridays. So, you know, check in with us in a week or two and let us know. We're not on the air Wednesday next week, but we are on Friday. So maybe check in with us if there's, it's probably school vacation right now, right?
Yes,
After the break, check back in with us and let us know how things are progressing. Okay.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. You're welcome. You're welcome. And hopefully Joanna will join us on Facebook or follow our radio show here on Blog Talk. Okay, 404 is our last caller. We've got 4 minutes, so not too much time. Who's this, please? Huh.
They dropped?
I guess. They dropped. They're not there. I don't hear them.
Okay.
So 4 minutes. 4 minutes. What do you want to do?
Well,
discussing the astral body, and we're going to try to continue the introduction.
At least.
Yeah.
We have a couple of minutes.
About two.
So there is a distinction between the astral body and the physical body. Obviously, we were talking about that. And it's like putting in a plug in a wall. And the astral body lights up. And then what happens is that the physical body and the astral body starts to have a communication. So things become a little bit more magical, a little bit more attuned to logic in terms of understanding what's going on in one's life. You start to have a more awareness. And then typically what happens is there's more of a recollection of a dream. So when the astral body leaves the body at night and starts to move through the astral realm and revisits past lives or talks to guides and spirits in the astral realm, the physical body gets to have an earful.
Right, because we're talking about going beyond just a psychological dream of the mind.
Right.
Once the astral body is activated in that way, there's, like you said, more of a dialogue with
more of an active interaction.
Spirits, angels, past lives, and there's more information that the astral body can bring back to the physical body in order for the astral body or the physical body to function better.
The other part, the advantage to the astral body awareness, is the astral body doesn't have a heart, a liver. It's not prone to disease. It doesn't have the physical organs. So not the astral body.
No, the astral body can become corrupted. It can become corrupted, but not the same way as physicality.
The physicality of an organ.
Right.
So what can happen is the astral body can actually enhance the physical body with health issues, because
if
the astral body has the power to put out a vibrational field into the physical body where heal thyself, that kind of thing. But it helps to alleviate pain, and it helps to activate intervention between the body and the and any connection the body may have with an ailment. So the astral body awareness presents to a human being the ability to evade disease or overcome. It has that possibility.
Okay, and we are like getting our 60-second warning. So we're going to continue this on Thursday. We thank our callers and our listeners for stopping by today. Bye-bye.